We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Well, I know, Brother Hagin, you read that scripture, but you know, I don't believe it just that way. You see, you're not inclining your ear to what God said. You're inclining your ear to your beliefs. Well, one fellow said to me, I got as much right to my beliefs as you have. I said, no, you don't. No, neither one of us have any right to our beliefs. We do have a right to believe the Bible, the Word of God, but we do not have a right to our beliefs. Incline your ear. Oh, well, I've heard all that before. Well, you're not inclining your ear. He didn't say that the Word of God would work for you by having inclined your ear. But incline your present tense. It has to be an ongoing thing, continuous action.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear.
We're not going to come into our full inheritance. We understand that. Until we get new bodies. But thanks be unto God, we have an earnest, we have a down payment on the thing right now. And you've got the Holy Ghost in you. And if the Spirit of Him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies.
Yes.
Not talking about your body being resurrected. Because mortal means death doomed. After it's dead, it ain't death doomed. It's already dead. Amen. But He'll quicken, make full alive your death doomed bodies. How? By His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. So we are to walk in healing and walk in health and walk in life. Amen. And then get it over to everybody else we can so they can come over into the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen. Start living in the kingdom. And that's the way you're going to get ready to live in that kingdom that eventually be set up on this earth. But you ever notice some of these folks don't have a thing in the world? Now, I heard one poor fellow, bless his heart, you know he's not even saved. Because he said everybody will be resurrected. Heard him on TV. Everybody, he said. Everybody will be resurrected, and everybody will have another chance. He said, then they can be born again if they'll accept it, you know, then. See? Don't have anything for anybody now. It's all out yonder somewhere, sometime. The sweet by and by, sweet out yonder. Amen. Nothing now. But blessed be God, there is something now. Amen. See, they're all past or future, you know. Well, God used to do this and used to do that. He is real to people then, but not now. But I turn over here in the first epistle of John. And I read where John says, behold, the third chapter of the first epistle. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. Well, doesn't know us. Because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Yes. Not we're going to be in the sweet by and by. Now. Everybody say now.
Now.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now.
Now.
Now, are ye, we, the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. Yeah, we do have a wonderful future, but we got a bright present. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at that 14th verse. We know that we have, not we're going to, pass from death, that spiritual death again, friend, not physical, unto life. Because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. See, that's the kind of death he's talking about. See, people are abiding. Abide means they're living in death. He's living in spiritual death that doesn't love. See, so that death has to be spiritual death he's talking about, not physical. We know that we have already passed from death. Already we passed from death. Hallelujah. See, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we passed from death. It's reading, it can't touch us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have passed. Not we're going to. We know. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. All right. You turn back to the 8th chapter. Turn back to the 8th chapter of Matthew. Remember now, our main theme, incline thine ear. Incline thine ear. Well, I know, the Brother Hagin, you read that scripture, but you know, I don't believe it just that way. See, you're not inclining your ear to what God said. You're inclining your ear to your beliefs. Well, one fellow said to me, I got as much right to my beliefs as you have. I said, no, you don't. No, neither one of us have any right to our beliefs. We do have a right to believe the Bible, the Word of God, but we do not have a right to our beliefs. Incline your ear. Oh, well, I've heard all that before. Well, you're not inclining your ear. He didn't say that the Word of God would work for you by having inclined your ear. But incline your present tense. It has to be an ongoing thing, continuous action, inclining. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Now, they wouldn't anybody, for instance, we'll just take, because this text said here, my words are help to all their flesh. And if my Bible now, my King James Bible, says over in the margin that the Hebrew says my words are medicine to all their flesh. Well, we'll take, last year perhaps if you had some kind of a virus or infection or something and you went to the doctor and he gave you medicine, for that infection, some kind of penicillin or something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But we'll just say that. And so this year now you got another infection. The doctor said, well, now you need this. Oh, no, I had that last year. But what you had last year ain't going to do you a bit of good this year. Amen. So his words are medicine. You see, it does us no good to say, well, I heard that. I've heard that. No, for medicine to do you any good, you have to stay on it. You have to keep taking it. Amen. And that's the reason he said, incline your ear, incline your ear. And he didn't say, having inclined your ear, or you're going to incline your ear, but present tense. And again, I'll reemphasize, Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing. It doesn't come by having heard.
That's right.
It has to be a continuous thing. All right, let's read here from Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 4. When he, that is Jesus now, was come down from the mountain, that's from the mount where he preached the Sermon on the Mount, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Now incline your ear to his sayings. Touched him, saying, incline your ear to his sayings, or my sayings, God said. Well, what Jesus said is God saying it, because he said, the words I speak unto you, they're not my own, they're my Father's. Amen. Saying, what did he say? I will. Hallelujah. Be thou clean. Now, read through the four Gospels carefully. Underline everything he said. You never find one single time where he ever said, I won't. Not once. Not even once. Not even once. I will be thou clean. Now, notice this, that the leper believed that God could, but he questioned God's will. He said, if thou wilt, or will, the way we talk today, if you will, you can make me clean. So he believed he could. Amen? But he questioned his will. Many today follow the unbelieving theory of the leper more than they do the plain teaching of Christ. Because Christ settled the issue about his will, that's where he was doubting. He said, if you will, you can make me clean or whole. Jesus said, I will. Then God said, I will. Praise God, be thou clean. Now, if he ever said, I will to one, then he's saying, I will to all. For he's no respecter of persons.
That's right.
When it comes to his gifts. He's no respecter of persons on anything. He called some people to the ministry, but that's not being a respecter of person. That's just putting an extra load on you to obey God. Amen. Hallelujah. So then, it's sad that men had rather follow the doubting of the leper than they would the faith of Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me. At the end of every broadcast, we say, thank you for helping us bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, that's because we have partners. Well, what is a partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can send to help us to be able to do that. And we need you to pray for us especially. As we go all over preaching, all over the world actually, preaching and teaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And then the offering helps us to go to those places. And so once again, we want to thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.